Explaining the diagnosis and the diagnostic fee. How to explain to a homeowner what a diagnosis is, why the diagnostic fee is fair, and how to translate your technical findings into plain language they trust, so we found the problem actually means something to them. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Before any repair, there's the diagnosis, the part where you figure out what's actually wrong. Homeowners often don't understand what that involves or why it costs money you didn't even fix anything yet. And once you've found it, you have to translate a technical finding into words a non-tech believes and understands. Handling both of these well, the fee and the explanation, sets up every conversation that follows. Get it right and the repair approval is easy. Get it wrong and they're suspicious of everything. How it works, a homeowner sees a fixed problem as the value. But the diagnosis is where the real skill lies. The meter readings, the pressures, the system knowledge that separates finding the actual fault from throwing parts at it. The diagnostic fee pays for that expertise and the time to do it right. When you explain that plainly, it stops feeling like a charge for nothing and starts feeling like what it is, paying a professional to correctly identify the problem instead of guessing. And when you explain the finding in language they grasp, we found it becomes something they can trust rather than a mysterious verdict they have to take on faith. In the field, explaining the diagnostic fee ideally before you start. Set it up front. Tell them about the diagnostic fee before you begin. Not as a surprise at the end. There's a diagnostic charge to properly find out what's going on, that covers me testing the system and pinpointing the real problem so we fix the right thing the first time. Frame it as expertise, not just a visit. They're paying for someone who knows how to read the system and won't guess. Guessing wastes their money on wrong parts. A real diagnosis saves it. Explain how it's handled with the repair. If your company rolls the diagnostic into the repair or credits it, say so. Clarity here prevents resentment. Explaining what you found in plain language. Translate the finding into everyday terms. Skip the jargon. Your capacitor is weak becomes the part that gives your AC the jolt it needs to start up is worn out. It's reading about two-thirds of where it should be, which is why the unit's struggling to kick on. Show them when you can. A meter reading. The bad part, a photo. Seeing it makes it real and builds trust far more than a verbal verdict. Explain the why it matters, not just the what. Connect the finding to what they're experiencing. That's why it's blowing warm in the afternoons. When it's hottest, the worn part can't keep the compressor going. Invite questions and answer them straight. Does that make sense? Anything you want me to go over again? A homeowner who understands the problem approves the fix without anxiety. Common faults and what they mean. Communication failures to avoid. Customer balks at the diagnostic fee. It wasn't explained up front or wasn't framed as expertise. Set expectations before you start next time. Customer doesn't believe the diagnosis. It was delivered in jargon or with no evidence. Translate it and show them. You're charging me and you didn't fix anything. The value of finding the problem wasn't communicated. Explain that correct diagnosis is what they're paying for. Customer approves the repair but stays uneasy. They didn't really understand the problem. Slow down and connect the finding to their symptom. Tech tips and gotchas. Set the diagnostic fee up front. Every time. The single biggest source of friction is a homeowner blindsided by a charge at the end. Mention it before you start. Frame it as paying for a correct diagnosis instead of a guess, and the resentment never forms. Translate. Don't dumb down. Plain language isn't talking down to people. It's respecting that they don't live in this trade. The part that gives the motor its starting jolt is worn out is clear and respectful. Your run caps reading 28 on a 45 is gibberish to them and makes them feel shut out. Show the evidence. A meter reading. The burnt part, a quick photo of the problem. Proof turns trust me into I see it. Homeowners who can see the issue approve repairs faster and trust you more. Connect the finding to their pain. They don't care about microfarads. They care that it's hot in the living room at 4 p.m. Tie your finding to the symptom they actually called about and it clicks. Don't oversell the diagnosis into a crisis. Explaining the problem honestly is the goal. Inflating it into an emergency to justify the fee or rush a repair undoes all the trust you just built. State what you found accurately. A correct diagnosis is the most valuable thing you do. Parts changers guess and come back. Good techs diagnose and fix it once. That's exactly what the fee pays for, and it's worth helping the customer see that. Safety/code notes. If the diagnosis turns up a genuine safety issue, a cracked heat exchanger, a CO reading, exposed live wiring, explain it clearly and honestly, document it, and don't downplay it. A real safety finding is communicated calmly and in writing, and you don't leave a known hazard running. Where gas equipment is involved and a CO concerned surfaces, recommend working CO alarms as part of explaining what you found.